Every December, NPR critic Linda Holmes looks back on the year in pop culture and makes a list of 50 wonderful things. Among them, the game Astrobot, sports from Linda's favorite team to the Olympic Games, not to mention the cast of Cardinals in the movie Conclave. They're all on Linda's list for 2024. Linda Holmes is a host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast, and she's here with me now to share some of the things that brought her joy this year. Hey, Linda.
Hi, Sarah.
So you have one of the coolest jobs. You watch a lot of TV and movies for work. Several standout performances made your list this year. Just tell us about some of those.
Absolutely. First, I would talk about Colman Domingo. If there is anything Colman Domingo cannot do, I have not found it. This year, he was wrapped up in a conspiracy in the Netflix thriller series, The Madness, that gave him some action sequence opportunities. But most importantly, he does great and empathetic, dramatic work in the drama Sing Sing. It's based on the real story of the drama program for incarcerated people at Sing Sing Prison. Here's his character during a clemency hearing in the film.
It's been a program that was established to help the population with management skills. And it's turned into something a bit more, wonderful, because it helps people get more in touch with their feelings and able to process and actually move through and truly get some rehabilitation.
So are you acting at all during this interview?
The movie is so good. It is also a great story about filmmaking because a bunch of the supporting actors are men who were there and went through this theater program while they were incarcerated, who are sort of playing versions of themselves. Some of them helped develop the script as well. So it's a story where they gave the real people some ownership and some involvement that absolutely shows in the final product. The other one I would mention is a great year of work from an actor named Tim Bagley, who's been doing TV and movies since the early 1990s. He brought so much grace to this role of Brad on the HBO show Somebody Somewhere. If you haven't seen Somebody Somewhere, please check it out. He also had a great, great scene on the series Hacks. And he's just one of those guys who has been around forever, radiates kindness in this beautiful way. And it's great to see him get two great showcases in the same year.
You've got a couple of remakes on your list. Those seem to be really popular right now for some reason. Sometimes I think some people love them, some people hate them. But nonetheless, I want to talk about one title that was on your list of best TV this year, and that's Mr. and Mrs. Smith. People may remember the film almost 20 years ago. What did you like about the TV remake?
Yeah, I thought it was really stylish and fun. It stars Donald Glover and Maya Erskine as strangers who are recruited to play a married couple and operate as spies. It's really great to look at. It's also really just charming and funny. Here they are unpacking what they're going to need for their first assignment.
This looks like they're ours. State license, banking card, carry permit, and marriage certificate.
Yeah, that goes to some really fun places. That show is sexy and romantic. It also has lots of action. The show is just a ton of fun. Again, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay, I want to talk about a comedy. You've got a couple stand-up specials here. Can you tell us about Rachel Bloom's?
Yeah, Rachel Bloom's Death Let Me Do My Special on Netflix is a mostly one-woman show. It's part comedy, part storytelling, part music, in which she talks about this very terrible moment she had early in the onset of COVID. Within a period of days, her daughter was born and sent to the NICU, and her creative collaborator, the very brilliant songwriter Adam Schlesinger, died of COVID. And she's always been, you know, she made the show My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. She's always been great at balancing really bawdy, dirty, silly humor with really devastating emotional moments. And that's exactly what this special is.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I like to turn to comedy when I just want to laugh and kind of turn off my brain. This might not be the right one for that, but it sounds like it's still funny.
It is really funny. And it ends on a note of, like, I don't know if I would call it hope, but it ends on a note of deep, deep humanity and compassion kind of toward herself and other people. Again, it's called Death Let Me Do My Special.
Okay, books. I love nonfiction, but I have a resolution to read more fun books next year. Can you give us one to start with?
Yeah. One of the books on the list this year is Holly Gramazio's The Husbands, in which a woman who's never been married discovers that her attic is producing husbands who seem to think they've always been her husband. Whenever one goes back up into the attic, a new one comes down and she starts over. There are obviously some entertaining logistics to this. How do you keep a husband you like from going up to the attic and vanishing and being replaced by another one? How do you get one that you don't particularly like to go up there and get disappeared so that you can get a fresh one? But the premise is so funny that the whole time I kept thinking, I don't know how this author is going to land this ending. And then the ending is really clever and poignant. It fits the book. I really, really, really liked this book. Again, it's called The Husbands.
Your beloved Philadelphia Phillies are on your list too.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite moment?
I got to cram my team in here every year. One of my favorite Phillies moments came when outfielder Brandon Marsh lost a ball in the sun, stuck out his glove, and caught it anyway. And here is the NBC Sports coverage of that moment, which was back in August.
Fly ball, center field, well hit. Marsh going back, out toward the wall, and he can't see it. Oh, he made the catch. He couldn't see it the entire time. He stuck his glove out, and it landed there. That is unbelievable.
Yes, baseball is magic. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, you know.
For sure. That's Linda Holmes, host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you, Sarah.
Linda Holmes writes the Pop Culture Happy Hour newsletter each week. You can subscribe by going to npr.org/newsletters and scrolling down to Pop Culture Happy Hour.